welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, I'm joined by my producer, Mr. Terry Tackett. Terry, how you doing, bro?
Doing great. How you doing, Nate?
Hey, doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. What's new in your world?
Well, nothing really new in my world, but just last week, my family had went to Vegas on a trip.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they went out I think it was from the 6th till the 9th of October, and they were involved in that whole Southwest Airlines pilot.
Walkout.
I don't know if you call it strike or walkout they were due to come home on the 9th. Well, they didn't come home till like the 11th, like 2-3 days later.
Oh, man, they got stuck.
Oh, 5 o'clock in the morning, my dad said they got home on a Tuesday and went straight to work. After being up for 24, whatever it was, you know.
So did they give him an extra hotel?
You know what?
Like
I didn't really ask him any details about it, Nate. I seen him yesterday, and it didn't even really dawn on me, but he just was telling me about the story, and so I just thought, wow. But I just want people to know this is for real, man. I mean, you know, half of it was the vaccine mandate. Half of it was, you know, so these guys ain't playing around, these pilots.
Man.
So,
yeah, they walked
out. So just be prepared if you fly.
Yes. Look out.
Because I asked my sister about it. All she did was shook her head, said she didn't want to talk about it. So.
Oh, boy.
But I'm just telling you, it's real.
It's real. All right. Well, hey, we're ready to go. We've got a Wendy's gift card that we're giving away today. I don't think my volume... There we go. There's my volume. Hey, we're giving away a Wendy's gift card today. And it's been a while since I've given away a Wendy's gift card. And we're playing trivia like usual. All you need to do for a chance to win is call me and answer one of my trivia questions. I'll put you in the drawing. And at 4:55 this afternoon, I will draw a winner out of the stack. And I will send to you through the mail a Wendy's gift card. Want to say thanks to our supporter, thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to our supporter, Waldo Barbershop, for supporting today's broadcast. And also down in Waldo, they're going to be having a neighborhood supper. This is put on every third Tuesday of the month from the folks down at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church. The next one will take place Tuesday, October 26th, 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. The menu includes chili soup, ham and cheese sandwich, crackers, your banana pudding dessert, and bottled water. All you do is pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car. Everybody's welcome. Just come and be fed. So that'll be a lot of fun, and it's good stuff down there at the neighborhood supper. The wife and I try not to miss one when we head down there, and like I said, it's good stuff. Tuesday, October the 26th, 5 to 6:30 p.m., head on down to Waldo, get yourself a free meal. 4:20 is the time. You're listening to your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH. The show is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1, and let's get to the trivia and see if we can get some phone calls rolling in here this afternoon and get some folks signed up for a Wendy's gift card. If you've been having the hankering for some Wendy's, hey, this is your chance to have a Wendy's gift card. Like I said, the winner will send it right through the mail to your door. What is the first indication that the White Witch holds over Narnia is breaking? What is the first indication that the White Witch's hold over Narnia is breaking in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? Mixing blue and yellow paint makes what color? For all you artists out there, mixing blue and yellow paint makes what color? Which book and movie features the character Christopher Robin? For all our kids listening, which book features the character Christopher Robin? Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy are sisters in which 19th century American novel? Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy are sisters in which 19th century American novel? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Hi, we're on the air.
How about Green?
Green is correct. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Is this Judy C?
Yes, it is.
All right, Judy C, we'll get you signed up for a chance to win, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thanks for your call. All right, first one in the pile today, 740-383-9944. Who is the first ghost to visit Scrooge? Who is the first ghost to visit Scrooge? It'll be Christmas time before too long. Actually, won't it? It's coming right around the corner. Hi, we're on the air.
Little Women.
Little Women is correct. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Is this Phyllis?
Yes, it is.
All right, Phyllis, good to talk to you. Have you been doing some baking today?
I just took apple crisp out of the oven.
Oh, my goodness. Apple crisp, that sounds good. It is the season for that, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yes, I bet you make a good one for sure.
It's pretty good. My husband likes it.
No, I bet he does. Yeah, boy, you're going in for a good, delightful dessert tonight.
Yes, we are. He's having chili and a cheeseburger and apple crisp.
Oh, man. Wow. What a menu. That sounds great. All right. Well, you enjoy that menu tonight, Phyllis.
We will. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, Phyllis, good to talk to you. 4:23 on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for listening to WWGH Radio. Here's page two of our offbeat news and trivia. The trivia portion of the program right now, and our number, 740-383-9944. Who has won the most golf majors? Now, I looked this up, and there's two gentlemen that are just about tied. So I'll take a couple of answers here if you guess. Who has won the most golf majors? Hi, we're on the air.
Hello there, Nate. This is Pat Henry. Can I pick up tickets this afternoon of what I won a week or so ago?
Yes, sir. We will be here until 6 o'clock.
Okay, I'll be up about 5, and that'd be all right?
Yep, about 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock is great.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. Yes, so you can pick up your tickets. Terry and myself will be here from 5 until 6 o'clock here. And so you can pick that up here at our studios here at WWGH Radio. So, all right. Here is one for all you food lovers out there. What is penne? What is penne? I used to get this out at Applebee's, actually, as a matter of fact. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that would be the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Ghost of Christmas Past, yes. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you, Nate?
Good, good. Did you get your gift card through the mail?
Yes, I got it.
Oh,
yes.
I'm glad the mail's...
Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm glad the mail's working good.
Yeah.
My mail's been a little... seems like it's been a little behind here the few days, so I was worried about you.
Yeah, we got it. I got it.
Oh, good. All right. I guess it'll probably be slowing down a little bit here come Christmas time.
Yeah, it'll be slower. It'll be like a snail when it comes Christmas time.
Seems like it took about 2 or 3 weeks last year.
Yeah, it sure did.
Well, you enjoy this weather out there?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Pretty
nice. Yesterday and day one, too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a little cool fall day out there, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's really nice.
It sure is. Nice to see that blue sky and that sunshine, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Sunshine is good for the soul, as they say.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Becky, we will put you in the pile, and I thank you so much for calling.
Okay, you have a good day now, Nate.
Hey, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Which American folk hero is noted for planting apple trees wherever he went. Which American folk hero is noted for planting apple trees wherever he went? Pumpkin and apple season, isn't it? Yes, indeed. That is what it is. Hi, we're on the air.
How are you doing, Nate?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you? How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm so-so. I got nurses coming in every day.
Yes, sir. Are they taking good care of you? Are they taking good care of you?
Yep. I got physical and occupational. I got other nurses. They're paid to come here to the house. So, anyway, you're looking for the golden mirror. On the golf?
Yes, right.
Jack Nicklaus.
Jack Nicklaus, yes.
The golden mirror.
At 18 is what I have him down as winning. The most golf games, at majors at 18.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, let me get off here. Let's get some other calls.
All right, Bob. Thanks for calling. You take care of yourself. Take care of yourself now.
Oh, I'm trying to. They won't let me do much, but stay here in the house. I got him with a book.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, good to talk to you. Bye-bye. All right, it is indeed a nice fall day out there. I'll get the temperature for you. Let's see what the temperature is here in beautiful Marion, Ohio. We are at 72 degrees right now outside beautiful here in beautiful Marion, Ohio. Hi, we're on the air.
Was it Johnny Appleseed?
Johnny Appleseed's what I'm looking for. Yes, indeed. Planted all those apple trees all over the place, didn't he?
Yes, thank goodness for that.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we got you in, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Coming up on 4:30 as we roll through this Wednesday afternoon drive time on Offbeat News and Trivia. What type of pie is often served during festive holidays here in America? Now, they want a certain kind of pie, but there are several options out there, and I'll take either one of those that you have, should you guess this question. What type of pie is often served during festive holidays in America? A 2002 poll in the U.S. showed what as the reason that most people become vegetarians? What is the reason that most people become vegetarians? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing good. Beautiful day out there.
Oh, it sure is. Nice to see that sunshine. Full sun the past few days.
Yep, just finished mowing the yard.
Getting everything looking nice out there.
Yep. Hope we get a frost or something and stop this grass from growing.
It's about the end of the season, isn't it?
Grass is still really growing.
I know.
Some of it, not all of it.
Some of the yard is and some of the yard isn't.
It sort of thins out, you know. I lowered the blade and it still mowed it well with even pretty tall grass.
Oh, I know. And the part of the grass that happens to grow good is the one out by the road where everybody can see it, too.
Right.
So that makes me that makes me mow more.
That's the way it is, huh?
That's the way it is.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. I'm ready to winterize my mower. Got a nice shed for it, and I'm ready to keep it in there for the winter.
Yep.
Had to get a new battery at the beginning of this season, so I'm hoping it'll last until the next season. So that's what I'm hoping for this year.
Yep. What was your last question? I forget.
The last question I had was, what is the reason that most people become vegetarians?
Oh, no, okay. The one I was thinking of, I think I was going to say pumpkin pie.
Yeah, pumpkin pie, right.
Yeah.
Yep, that was
one of the seasonal ones, huh?
Yeah. One of those seasonal ones, yep. Yeah. Pumpkin pie.
That's probably my favorite pie, actually.
Now, do you like whipped cream on top of yours, or you like the just plain?
Oh, sometimes whipped cream, but mainly just plain, yep.
Yeah, if it's a real good pie.
That's right. If it's a good pie.
Yeah.
Yep. Or even, I don't know if you ever tried them, McDonald's pumpkin pie.
That, you know what? That is not a bad pie.
It's as good a pumpkin in there as anybody makes, you know?
It really is. It's,
right.
You would think that maybe it wouldn't be, but
right.
It really is.
Yeah.
And they're probably serving that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think they start about now or maybe November. I forget which. Maybe after Halloween. I forget which. But
yeah.
They got a few seasonal pies, and most of them are pretty good.
They are. The one right after the pumpkin pie for Christmas isn't bad either.
The strawberry something something?
Yeah,
or
strawberries
something?
And cream or something
cream
like
cream something,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Boy,
that is.
It's
that is
pretty
good,
good
pie, too.
It's surprising. You can go out there for a couple bucks, get yourself a couple of those pies, and
that's right.
Yourself a nice...
want to buy two of them.
Right.
You know, they're two for something, and you're almost throwing your money away if you don't get two of them.
Yeah, you really are. So you might as well get your money's
right.
worth out there and
yeah.
and
yeah.
get your sweet tooth, Phil, while you're at it.
I didn't hear all of Bob's conversation, but did you try that special dressing Bob was talking about at Wendy's?
No, I just went there and got the gift card, and I didn't have anything to eat. I have
okay.
not tried that yet, but I got
yeah.
to before Halloween, because I'm sure
right.
the ghost is for...
Right, that's a Halloween special.
Yeah, Halloween
yeah.
special,
yeah, go away.
So I've got to get me some fries and try to dip
right.
that dressing in there, because I'm
yeah.
I usually got my curiosity piqued on that.
Yeah, I like their chili too.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yep.
Their chili is good.
Yep.
And
sometimes I get chili in a baked potato, you know.
Oh yeah, you put any of your
right.
chili on the baked
yep.
potato?
Yep.
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 Yep, that is good stuff.
Yep.
You put that on there and man, you got yourself a meal
right
there.
Right there. Yeah.
You sure do.
All right, I'll get off and let somebody else talk.
Well, Ernie, good to talk to you, and you take care now.
You too, Nate.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All righty, we're at 434. You're next at 740-383-9944. Call and answer one of my trivia questions. Here's what we have right now. In the movie or the book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, what is the first indication that the White Witch's hold over Narnia is breaking? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
Penny is a pasta.
Yes, Penny is a pasta, for sure, and I bet you probably make a good one.
I don't really care for it that much. I prefer the rotini.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, well, that's a good one, too, for sure. Absolutely.
Okay. I'll let you go.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Nate. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All righty. And what else we got here? Oh, which book features the character Christopher Robin? Which book or movie features the character Christopher Robin? And a 2002 poll in the U.S. showed what as the reason that most people become vegetarians? What is the reason that most people become vegetarians? Can you tell me the answer to that? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Sorry about that. Bumped the microphone and knocked it off a little bit. I think we're back there. Okay. Page 3, I've got another list of trivia questions here. If you would like to keep going, and we will do that coming up straight ahead. First of all, I have some interesting things to pass along to you. I believe that October is Home Fire Safety Month. My wife, down at the daycare where she works in Delaware, they had the fire department come in for the kids, and they did all sorts of fire safety and different things like that. So I have some home fire safety tips for you First of all, cooking safety. Keep an eye on what you fry. Stay in the kitchen when frying, grilling, or using an open flame. Home fire escape plan. At least twice a year, practice your fire escape plan with all family members. Practice makes perfect. After each fire drill, mark down escape time. Fireplace, space heaters, etc. Keep furniture, curtains, dish towels, and anything that could catch fire at least 3 feet from any type of heat source. Smoke alarms. Change your smoke alarm batteries every year unless it has a long life battery. Replace smoke alarms every 10 years. Test your smoke alarm each month. If they're not working, they cannot get you out the door. So, you know, when they start making that beep, beep, beep sound, don't just take that battery out and leave it aside. Make sure that you replace it, and then it won't beep at you anymore, and it'll beep at you when it's supposed to beep at you, right? All right. Also here for you, I have a checklist for avoiding back and neck tension. Place your computer terminal so that the top of the screen is at your eye level or just below. Keep your feet flat on the floor. Keep your elbows at 90 degrees. Your fingers should just reach the keyboard comfortably. Position your workstation so that the screen receives the least amount of glare from windows or indoor lighting. Take short breaks. At the least, stretch your arms for a few minutes each hour. Make sure your chair provides good back support. And I have a few offbeat fun facts for you. Back when dinosaurs existed, there used to be volcanoes that were erupting on the moon. The only letter that doesn't appear on the periodic table is J. In 2006, a Coca-Cola employee offered to sell Coca-Cola secrets to Pepsi. Pepsi responded by notifying Coca-Cola. I bet the employee was probably then fired. Nintendo trademarked the phrase, "It's on like Donkey Kong," in 2010. And the famous line in Titanic from Leonardo DiCaprio, "I'm king of the world," was actually improvised. And there's your offbeat fun facts for today, your fire safety, and a checklist for avoiding back and neck pain when you're on the job at your computer or at your home. We are at 439 and 72 degrees here in beautiful Marion, Ohio. Thanks so much for listening to your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH, and Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1. A Wisconsin farmer grew a 2,520-pound pumpkin, believed to be the heaviest grown in the country this year, but it was disqualified from competition due to a crack. Mike Schmidt of Marxian said he was growing the pumpkins for years, but this year marked the first time one of his gourds surpassed 2,500 pounds. Schmidt's 2,520-pound pumpkin is believed to be the largest grown in the United States this year, but it was disqualified from competition due to a fingernail-sized crack in the vegetable's exterior. The grower said the crack is believed to be a result of internal pressure from the pumpkin's large size and the awkward way it was growing. The pumpkin could have earned Schmidt a $22,680 prize from the 2021 Safeway World Champion Pumpkin Weigh-Off in California, which offers a $9 per pound prize to the winner. Schmidt said he's not worried about it. He's now looking for the future. And now this, an Idaho man reclaimed a Guinness World Record when he donned a blindfold and stood on a balance board to complete 1,316 juggling catches. David Rush, who has broken more than 200 Guinness World Records, originated the record in 2018. when he managed 52 juggling catches while blindfolded on the roller balance board. The record was broken twice, most recently by the Australian record breaker Brendan Kelby, who completed 159 catches. Rush said he was well experienced with blindfolded juggling, so his training was mainly focused on learning to keep his balance on the board with the benefit of sight. The juggler managed to keep his balance for 3 minutes, 19 seconds, completing 1,316 catches in that time. A Newfoundland, Canada couple, faced with the problem of moving their dream home from its former location to their property, ended up taking the direct route through more than half a mile of water. Danielle Penny said she and her boyfriend Kirk Lovell discovered the house that Penny had long admired on the shore of the Bay of Islands Inlet was going to be torn down, so they received permission from the property owners to move the structure to their own coastal property in McIvers. The couple determined moving the house by land would be too difficult, so there were too many obstacles in the way, so they hatched a plan to float the house a little over half a mile through the Bay of Islands to its new location. Barrels were installed under the house, and it was tied to a metal frame loaded with old tires to keep it upright in the water. So you can't get your home to be go down the road to the place you want it to go? Hey, just float it in the water. You can get her done some way, that's for sure. All right, we are playing trivia, and we're giving away a Wendy's gift card, a $5 gift card to Wendy's. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call me, answer a trivia question, and I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win a Wendy's gift card at 4:55 this afternoon. Here's the trivia questions that we have left here at 740-383-9944. Here's the ones that we've been going over, and then I will hit you with some new ones, okay? A 2002 poll in the U.S. showed what as the reason that most people become vegetarians? In the book and the movie, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, what is the first indication that the White Witch's hold over Narnia is breaking? Here's another Narnia question for you. Whose life does Aslan bargain for with the White Witch? Whose life does Aslan bargain for with the White Witch? What must you do to a fabric canvas before you use it for painting? What must you do to a fabric canvas before you use it for painting? In The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, what does the Tin Woodman hope to get in the Emerald City? Which Mark Twain title recounts Jim and Huck's adventures on the Mississippi? And who painted the ceiling at the Sistine Chapel within the Vatican City? Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel within the Vatican City? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of these questions, give me a call. All right, want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Hi, we're on the air.
The Tin Man wanted a heart.
Right, one of the heart, that's for sure. Okay, yeah. Very good. All right, we have got you in.
I can't hardly hear you.
Oh, okay. We have got you in, Judy C. All righty. Yes, sorry about that. Sorry you can't hear me too good. My microphone gave me a little bit of issues today for some reason, and so I'm trying to speak up a little bit to make up for it here. Air chair one's acting fine, but microphone one is going in and out. But we're getting some little flashes here, so I think I'm going out over the air, so hopefully you all out there are here, at least hearing me. 72 degrees here in Marion, Ohio. Hey, the neighborhood supper's coming up once again Tuesday, October 26th, 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. Chili soup, ham and cheese sandwich crackers, banana pudding dessert, and bottled water. They ask that you pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car. Everyone is welcome. Come and be fed. What they don't tell you is they'll give you just as many meals as you want. Just pull up and tell them what you want, okay? That's all you need to do. Hi, we're on the air.
Good afternoon, Nate.
Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Oh, fat and sassy.
All right.
How are you?
I am doing fantastic. You enjoying the weather today?
Yes, it's beautiful.
It sure is. It's nice to have a nice fall day, isn't it?
Yes. So would that be Edmund?
Yes, that would be Edmund. Are you a fan of the series? Or have you just happened to see him?
I read those books when I was in, like, elementary school. I actually Googled the answer just to make sure I remembered it correctly, which
oh, okay.
I did.
All right. Yeah, very good. Yes, it was.
Good old Narnia.
Good old Narnia. They just, that was a way to just pique your imagination for sure, wasn't it?
Right. What an imagination C.S. Lewis must have had.
Oh, man, absolutely. Writing all those books, and of course there were 7 different books, and my dad actually used to read them out loud to us when we were younger, and he read us all 7 of them. And I think there's 3 movies put out by, is it Disney that maybe put those out? And then
I didn't even remember that there were 7 books.
Yes.
I certainly didn't remember that. I don't know if I read all of them.
Yeah, 7 original books way back when, and then 3 movies, and then there may be maybe some PBS that put out a series of movies. They may have put out more than just 3. I can't remember for sure, but it seems like the Disney folks put out at least 3 of those. But anyhow.
Well, kudos to Mr. Lewis, because I don't have enough imagination to come up with a paragraph.
No, there's no way I could write I could not write a book, especially.
I know. Creative writing would not have been
my
forte.
A nonfiction book? Forget about it. In speech class, I was, you know, you had to fill up like 3 minutes, and, you know, I can talk on the radio with notes, but when it comes with no notes, just off the top of your head, I'm not that good at it.
Yeah. Well, have a good show.
All right, Sarah, we got you in.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. And we are 5 minutes away from doing our drawing. If you'd like to answer one of these trivia questions, be my guest, 740-383-9944. It's time to head with me down my imaginary hallway, down to my imaginary classroom. And it is time for the weird word of the week. We'll get to that after we grab this phone call. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are
Michelangelo
you?
Michelangelo painted the ceiling in the Sistine Chapel.
That is correct. That is a correct answer. All right. And what's your first name?
Pat.
Oh, yeah, Pat. Okay. All right, Pat. We have got you.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. All right. And here we go with our weird word of the week. And it's unusual. It is columbrine. Columbrine. C-O-L-U-B-R-I-N-E. Columbrine. It's an adjective. The definition is of or resembling a snake or snake-like. Have you ever known anybody with a snake-like personality? They'll just bite you in the back. Columbine. The origin of it goes way back to the years 1520 to 1530. That's our weird word of the week for this week. Columbine. C-O-L-U-B-R-I-N-E. That's written on our imaginary chalkboard for this week so that you can't. Excuse me, so that you can expand your English language. Hey, I want to tell you to check out my website if you get a chance at radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. Your online companion to offbeat news and trivia. Find recipes, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more. That's all at our home on the web, radionate.webs.com. And of course, we are also streaming on the radio station website too at wwgh1071.com. Just scroll down and look for the Listen Live button. You can find archives from all the shows that we have done here on Wednesday afternoons. Marion's Talking Place, WWGH's home on the internet, wwgh1071.com. And every single show I have done is up there. So you can just have yourself an offbeat news and trivia frenzy by clicking on there. I went to visit my mom and dad this afternoon for lunch. And she was listening to one of my programs on her phone. So you can do that as well. Listen on your desktop or your smartphone, however it is you would like to do it. Oh, by the way, on radionate.webs.com, on the main page there, right at the top, you can click on What's on the Plate. And if you have Facebook, you can see videos of my wife and I's excursion to different restaurants in the area and out of the area. We went to a barbecue restaurant that was just amazing this past weekend. I didn't tell you too much about my weekend, but it was a wonderful weekend. And we went just to Marysville. You take 245 west out of Marysville and go to North Lewisburg, I think. Yeah. But anyways, it is a wonderful place. It's called Uncle Beth's Barbecue, Uncle Beth's Barbecue. And I got a barbecue meatloaf, and I got mashed potatoes, and they put all kinds of butter on them. My goodness, you talk about good. And I got sweet potato casserole, and it was wonderful and just fantastic. We got salted caramel brownie for dessert, and we split that because it was so big. It was just these portions were good size. I mean, they're not huge, but they're enough to be filling, you know. And then my wife got the pulled pork barbecue, and she got their green beans, which their green beans are absolutely out of this world. I don't know. They have to marinate them in something because they are just absolutely spectacular. And just wonderful. So Uncle Beth's Barbecue. Get online and check that out and Google that and check out their menu. It's just a wonderful menu and a wonderful place to go for sure. So make sure you check that out. Okay, we are just seconds away from doing our drawing. And we're going to find out who our winner is for today. And we've got a lot of wonderful calls from a lot of wonderful people. And just love talking to the audience out there. Appreciate everybody that plays trivia. And so we will get everybody mixed up here and find out who our winner is. And our winner for today is none other than Phyllis. Phyllis, congratulations. You are our winner, and you win a Wendy's gift card. And so I hope you enjoy that, and I hope you enjoy Wendy's. And I do have your address down, so I will send that in the mail to you, Phyllis. But I do appreciate everybody that called. Thank you, Judy C. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Ernie. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Becky. And thank you, Phyllis, for calling in and playing trivia. I appreciate you all very, very much. You all out there are my friends, and you all help the program go round. Hey, we've got just enough time to do our recipe, and I have a Halloween-related recipe today. It's called Crescent Mummy Dogs. Yes, Crescent Mummy Dogs. You can find this recipe by going to Facebook.com/RadioNate. Facebook.com/RadioNate. Mummify your hot dogs this Halloween with these fun Crescent Mummy Dogs. Take tasty beef franks, wrap them up in crescent dough, and add a mustard smile for a treat the kids will love. These Crescent Mummy Dogs will be a hit at your next Halloween bash. Here's what you need. 1 can, 8 ounces of Pillsbury refrigerated crescent dinner rolls, 2.5 Kraft singles cut into 10 strips, 10 Oscar Mayer beef franks, and 1 teaspoon of Heinz yellow mustard. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 375. Unroll dough. Separate into 4 rectangles. Press perforations and seams together to seal. Cut each dough rectangle into 10 lengthwise strips. Place 1 single strip on each frank. Then wrap with 4 dough strips to resemble a mummy as shown in the recipe. Place on baking sheet. Spray lightly with cooking spray. Bake 13 to 17 minutes or until franks are heated through and dough is golden brown. Add mustard to each for the eyes and mouth. So basically, you just, you remember the old recipe, pigs in a blanket? Well, these are just longer than pigs in a blanket, but you make them basically the same way. And then at the very top, you just take your mustard and add eyes, nose, and mouth. And that's basically the recipe. Again, you can see this recipe, complete with a photo, at Facebook.com/RadioNate, and you can serve these at your next Halloween get-together, and it'll be a lot of fun. Well, thanks so much for listening to the program. It's been a joy and a pleasure to be with you. It's time for me to head on down the road to Waldo. And by the way, Route 423, heading down to Waldo just before you get to Waldo, heading south, it's open again, so you don't have to do the detour. It just opened, I think, yesterday or the day before. So we are so grateful to get in and out of Waldo without going around on 423. Because to come to this section of town, especially where the old Southland Mall and up where the radio station is here, you go up 423 to get there, and it was a hassle to go around the detour. So we are happy they got that done, and we can get out of Waldo easy. Well, we're here every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redman. Check out my website, you get a chance, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. Be looking at www.gh1071.com. This program will be up there for you to listen to in the next couple of days. And all the shows I've done are up there as well. As I told you earlier, that's all at www.gh1071.com. Be looking for that. Hey, stay tuned. There's a lot of great programming coming straight at you here on your favorite radio station. This is WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. I will talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.